The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live,
looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live, and my telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483, and we're going to head to Columbus and talk to Brian. Brian, I am delighted and honored that you have called today. Welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live.
Thanks, Bob. Hey, well, maybe you can help me out here. I'm, for the most part, except for being pro-life, kind of a liberal, you know, take on the liberal views, but kind of coming around on some things. But you listen to the news, and depending on who you're listening to, it's like there's two alternate universes. And it's really, really hard to decipher who is telling the truth. I think the perfect example is this whole Russian thing. You know, if you listen to some people on Fox News and talk radio, it's almost like there was a silent coup. But then you kind of have to believe that the entire other media is just ignoring it. What would be one of the biggest stories in American history, and there's nothing, or, you know, it's debunked. And I just find it hard to believe that, you know, even if you're a liberal journalist, if you want to make a name for yourself, that you wouldn't pursue that story if it's true. And that's just one example. How do you tell who's telling the truth anymore?
Well, I read a lot of news sources, and I don't trust any of them a whole lot. You know, Fox is the number one conservative. I don't necessarily believe Fox. I rarely believe CNN or the other mainstream media because, Brian, I work as hard as I possibly can to be objective. I really do. And that's why I don't just read right-wing conservative news sources. I read a lot of news. I read CNN. I check out CNN every single day. I check out NBC, CBS, ABC. I check out Politico. I'm trying to think of some of the other far left that I read. Politico is one of them. And then I try to compare and contrast them, check multiple sources. But I've come to the conclusion, Brian, that most of the mainstream media hates Trump more than they love the truth. And you can I could prove that. On any given day, go to CNN, and it doesn't make any difference what the breaking news is, what the big story is. Most of the stories on CNN's homepage at CNN.com are negative stories about Trump. Every day, it is rare to find the exception to that. Now, on the other hand, if you go over to Fox, you would believe that Donald Trump walks on water. He can raise the dead, depending on the reporter. You know, some of them are more objective than the other. So I treat all of them with great suspicion, and I try to compare enough stories to try to glean the truth out of it. You brought up the Russian thing. The Mueller report clearly said there was no collusion. Clearly. And this is, you know, Mueller was the star of the far left for such a long time, and the liberal left was just waiting, salivating. They were drooling over that Mueller report because they had Trump. When that Mueller report was released, they had him. They had him. Well, they didn't have him, you know? Obstruction of justice? I don't think. If you read through the Mueller report, Trump thought it was a witch hunt, and he tried to stop it. Who wouldn't? But he didn't. He tried to influence some of his staff, and they stood up to him, and he listened to him. You know, fire Mueller. And one of his chief guys in the White House says, no, I don't think we should do that. And so Trump listened to him. So, Brian, I just think you have to do a lot of reading. I think you have to try to be as objective as possible. If you listen to this program, I am not an apologist for Donald Trump. If he does something wrong or dumb or stupid, I point it out. I criticize him. If he does something good and right, I praise him. Just like I did with Obama. So it's getting harder and harder, Brian. It really is. And I can't think of a single news source that I trust implicitly, you know? So I check as many as I can.
Right. I just find it hard to believe that all these, you know, the mainstream media who have corporate sponsors want socialism. What good does it do for corporate America to back socialism? That's what some of this stuff just doesn't, it just doesn't add up at all. It just doesn't make any sense, you know, whatsoever. And then, you know, you've heard, you know, the stories about weapons, you know, the things that have weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, you know, things that didn't turn out to be true. Mm-hmm. And even some people on Fox News have kind of broken with, as far as the Mueller report from Chris Wallace, and I forget the guy's name. He was the guy that called out Obama during one of his speeches during the State of the Union, called him a liar. But he hates Trump and said there was so much in the report that Donald Trump should be impeached, and this is a conservative guy. So I don't know. You can read all you want, but it depends on what political.
Well, I
don't know that it used to be like that back in the day, but now I
don't think so. Mm. But the important thing is that you make sure that you don't read things out of context. For instance, part of the Mueller report, Donald Trump is quoted as saying, "Oh my goodness, I am effed. My presidency is over." Now, that has been quoted over and over and over and over again in the mainstream media and even on Fox. But that's not all the quote. If you read on in the quote, Donald Trump says, "I'm not going to be able to get anything accomplished because all they're going to do is investigate, investigate, investigate." What he said, if you read the entire quote, was not, "Oh, my goodness, they caught me. My presidency is over." What he said was, "This thing is going to draw on forever, and I'm not going to be able to accomplish all the things that I want to accomplish." It was taken totally out of context by most of the news media and run with. It was like what was reported about Charlottesville. You know, Donald Trump said there were good people on both sides, meaning that there were good people that were white supremacists. Well, they don't read the rest of the press conference where just a few, not minutes, a few seconds later, Donald Trump absolutely condemns the skinheads and the white supremacists. His quote was taken totally out of context. So it's important, but Brian, it's hard work. And most people are not willing to put in the work to find the truth. They, whatever is presented to them, if they listen to the right-wing media, they believe whatever they say. If they listen to the left-wing media, they believe whatever they say. I determined a long time ago, I'm not believing any of those people. I'm going to check it out for myself. And I try my best to do that. And I try to be objective on this program. I probably don't always achieve it, but I try. So that's my counsel to you, Brian. And yes, it is worse, I think, than it's ever been. And yes, there is a deep divide between the right-wing media and the left-wing media. And I don't trust either one.
No, thank you. Well, maybe you can at least, why do so many of these companies that, you know, advertise on MSNBC, CNN, you know, who are benefiting from a capitalist society, why would they support what they're doing? That's what doesn't make any sense to me. If it's all a bunch of BS.
They support.
Why would all these companies that are, you know, Procter and Gamble and whatever who advertise on it, why are they supporting, you know, basically socialist views? It doesn't make any sense to me.
You want my answer? They would support the Satan Hour if they thought a whole bunch of people would watch it and would buy their products. It's all about advertising, and advertising is all about getting results. Most of these companies do not care about the content of the program that they are sponsoring unless listeners begin to protest about this program or that program. Otherwise, they're going for ratings and dollars. They don't care about what's on the air. They don't care about what they sponsor. All they care about is making the buck. So if it's socialism and they're selling products, they'd be just as happy to sell products to socialists as anybody else. It's all about the almighty dollar. Brian, I really appreciate you calling, and I am so grateful that you're pro-life. I mean that. God bless you. And thanks for the conversation today. And thank you that you're searching for truth, because a whole lot of people aren't. Thanks. I appreciate it. We'll be back with more Bob Burney Live. Stay tuned.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Our previous caller made reference to corporations and capitalism and so forth. And I don't believe that capitalism is divinely inspired or anything like that. But I think if you look historically, capitalism has been responsible for delivering more people from poverty than any other economic system, certainly in modern history. I think that's pretty easy to prove. Capitalism has not developed greater poverty, but greater wealth. Now, with that said, the problem with capitalism is corporate greed. And usually, at least often, that corporate greed is self-correcting. The greed becomes so great that the corporation makes a huge mistake and they get themselves in big trouble because of their greed, and the company either goes belly up or they issue corrections. That's part of capitalism. And when if a corporation is guilty of unrestrained greed, they should fail. Case in point, Boeing. This is not going well for Boeing at all. You know, of course, that every 737 MAX has been grounded now for a long time. Now, those are fairly new airplanes. And they're worth hundreds of millions of dollars apiece, and they're sitting on the ground all over the world because of two crashes. We now are almost positive. I mean, almost positive that the crashes occurred because of faulty software in the planes. Okay? Now, Boeing has said, and they have changed their story a dozen times. Well, we offered some extra things, but a lot of the airlines didn't want to pay for it. And so it's not our fault, it's theirs. And then, a lot of the airlines didn't provide proper training, and it's all falling in on Boeing. Here's the headline. Boeing knew about safety alert problem for a year before telling the FAA and the individual airlines. Quote, Boeing company didn't share information about a problem with a cockpit safety alert for about a year before the issue drew attention with the October crash of a 737 MAX jet in Indonesia. It gets worse. They didn't tell anybody until the jet crashed in Indonesia, and pretty quickly Boeing knew it was their problem. It was the deficiency in the plane in the software. They still didn't do anything about it. And then the second plane crashed in Ethiopia because they didn't tell Ethiopian Air. And the story is coming out now that they knew for a full year of this problem and did nothing about it, didn't tell the FAA, didn't tell the airlines, and they told the different airlines at different times, a period of not just weeks but months. They would tell this airline, but they didn't tell that airline. It's horrific, and it's unconscionable what the executives and the engineers at Boeing knew. Oh, and by the way, the engineers knew for months before they told management. And then when management found out about it, they didn't act, they didn't do anything. And people died. All right, quickly, real quickly, Mike in Columbus. Mike, we got about 1 minute before we have to get off the air.
Well, a lot of times, the capitalism is really crony capitalism. People give to get an edge up here and there, and, you know, that happens all over the place. There's capitalism and crony capitalism. A lot of time we're just seeing crony capitalism in the works.
Well, it's true, and yet it's hard to regulate it, the difference between real vibrant capitalism and crony capitalism. So we have to hope that it self-corrects, and I think that's what's going to happen with Boeing. Boeing, you know, I would imagine they'll survive because they're the only American major airline company anymore. There used to be, you know, probably six of them. There was Lockheed and Douglas and Boeing and my mind's blank. There were a bunch of others. And Boeing is the only one left, and I think that's why they were so smug about not taking care of this. So you're right, Mike. I agree, and I appreciate it, and I wish we had more time, but we don't. Thanks, Mike. Have a great day. And folks, I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Well, I do. And now, did I just say weekend? I hope you have a wonderful evening. It's not weekend yet. But please, wherever you go and whatever you do, please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.